So, and I don't take them, but I feel them for my dogs. I get them from their dogs. Like when my bitches go into heat, my boys are just batshit crazy.
Could be.
Everyone knows me. I am what I am.
You guys ready?
I'm done making excuses. Yeah.
Good afternoon. I'm Chair Gina Mackey, and this is a meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board at the Laughlin Regional Government Center, located at 101 Civic Way in Laughlin. Today is Tuesday, January 14th, and 2020, and the time is 1:30. A few things before we get started, and as just a note, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of Clark County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off and mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. And if you don't mind, please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance requests, a sign language interpreter, and other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling area code 702-455-3530 or TDD, telecommunications device for the deaf, at area code 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868. Supporting materials provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Laughlin Town Manager's Office at calling area code 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. We have board members Gina Mackey, Chair, Kathy Oakes, Vice Chair, James Moniacci, Niall Smith is absent, and Mr. Herman Walker, which is a new addition to our board. Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Dr. Brian Paulson. Number one on the agenda is a call to order. I'd like to do the invocation. I believe Doug Wesley will be doing that for us today. Thank you. Can we all stand?
I'm going to have to use this mic as our wireless ones are going nuts today. I think it's funny. First of all, I want to say welcome to Mr. Herm Walker today. It's a good thing to see you. You know, we Herm and I live in the same neighborhood, and we became friends walking dogs, or we're dog walking buddies. Our dogs were puppies at the same time. And his dog is a little Westie, and he's this real calm, little perfect little pup. And my dog's a not so perfect. He's perfect to me, but he's a little bit more outgoing, named Judah. So we've become friends, and we've been talking for years, just stuff. And he also loves motorcycles. You're from North Dakota or South Dakota? South Dakota. My family's from South Dakota. He used to race motorcycles like me. He has a 1200cc, BMW, much better than my bike. Anyway, so I just want to welcome you. It's wonderful seeing you here. He's a good man. He's a really brilliant, intelligent man. You're going to enjoy having him here. Let me read something from the Bible. I got this to make sure that you don't think I'm lying. He says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So it's really our job to pray for people in positions of authority. You know, we like to complain about them, but actually the best thing we can do is to pray for them. It makes a big difference. So let's pray for the people that we have in our town and the people of authority and the people that are really watching over us. Father, I thank you so much for our fire department. They are a dedicated, great group of people that really care ultimately for us, looking over us. I know that they have a very dangerous job. I ask you to protect them and that you give them the wisdom they need to do a good job. I lift up before you our police department. We have an excellent police department, people that are dedicated to doing their jobs. I ask you to protect them as well. We have school teachers that are taking care of our kids. Please bless them and give them the wisdom they need to do an excellent job for our children. We pray for our town advisory board. These are people that really want to look out for the best of Laughlin. Please give them the wisdom they need to do what's right. And the town manager's office, these are also dedicated people that are looking out for the best of us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Roll call. Herman Walker. James Moniacci.
Here.
Gina Mackey. Here. Kathy Oakes.
Here.
And Niall Smith. Absent. Number two, this is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell out your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. But before we move on to number three, I'd like to welcome Herman Walker as the newest addition to the board. And Herman, would you mind saying a little hello and about maybe your involvement with the community and support of Laughlin? Thank you.
Thank you. I've been here since 1992. And I was born and raised in South Dakota, practiced law there for 50 some years, or I'm not in South Dakota, I practiced here for 25 years. And at the Riverside, where I served as corporate attorney. And prior to that time, I practiced in Sturgis, South Dakota, in Rapid City, South Dakota. Sometimes I've been asked, whatever brought you to Laughlin? And jokingly, I say, my wife and I were on our way to Tucson. We were going to move to we'd retired and going to move to the Southwest. We got to Laughlin, and the car broke down. And we couldn't go any further. So that's the reason we're here. At any rate, I was born in Deadwood, educated and raised in Sturgis. And the reason I was born in Deadwood is at the time of my birth, there was no hospital in Sturgis. So that omission has been rectified. There is now a hospital in Sturgis. That's all I have. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to provide some degree of service to the community. Thank you.
Thank you. And welcome. Number three, this is the approval of the minutes for December 10th, 2019 for possible action. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
James Moniacci.
I want to move to table the minutes until next month, because there are some major revisions which need to be made and some minor ones, specifically concerning item 12, right after the recess on page 8 in the minutes. Receive a report from Alan Neal, et cetera. All there is what he presented, and nothing is specified about the concerns that were raised. So that's my motion.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second to this motion? Any further discussion on this motion?
We don't have to have a second.
Okay.
You can pull a vote for it, I believe.
Okay. Do you, all in favor?
Aye.
Kathy, do you want to vote on this?
Yeah, that's what I
want. Yes. Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Okay, so motion carries 4-0.
To amend the minutes
yes.
on the February
to
11th.
Amend the minutes and table them to next meeting, Tuesday, February 11th, 2020.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance really to go over them either, so.
Thank you. Number four, approval of the agenda for January 14th, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Is there any discussion on this?
Hearing no discussion, Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and move approval of the agenda as presented.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Walker?
Aye.
Okay. So motion carries 4-0. The approval of the agenda for January 4th moves on. Now we're going to number five, informational items. Number one is receive a report from Lieutenant Jeff Hughes with the Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only. Welcome.
Hi, Gino Briscoe, Sergeant with the Las Vegas Metro Law and Police Department. Lieutenant Hughes had a diversity class today. That is an annual or biannual class, so he couldn't make it. This is for December 2019 statistical review. We had calls for service 301. Last year, 2018, we had 358 calls for service, which is a reduction of 15.9%, 92. Down there at citations in Laughlin, we issued 488 during the month of December, along with three DUIs, which were arrests. Domestic violence, we had 9 arrests. Down here in overall arrests in December, we had 48. We had one juvenile arrest, which was a resident, and also issued 3 citations to juveniles. 2 of them were residents. Overall, the amount of calls for service, it was a reduction of, with the hotels on Casino Drive, 37.54% reduction. At the apartment complexes, it was 17.61 reduction. So overall, it was a 55% reduction in calls for service in both areas. Property crimes are down by 12.99. You probably won't find that, but Lieutenant did some statistical review. And our violent crimes are down 48.39% from last year. That's my statistical review. Any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Madam Chair.
Kathy.
What do you attribute the decline in violent crimes? And I mean, is it a statistical record-keeping anomaly? Or
that's how
is
we
it,
do
is,
it.
Is it categorized exactly the same this year as it was? Or did something change in NCIC? Or
nope. Just basically, when we crunch the numbers for calls for service, you can see the reduction in crime reports. We go through Motorola P1, and we grab the stats out of that.
Okay.
I would love to say that it would be contributing factors would be A, B, and C, but it's all statistical. It's all reporting that comes
so
in.
So no additional,
no additional
know,
information.
Patrols or property enforcement?
No, we have been on we have been on Casino Drive, you know, working our efforts on the new construction, and then in the neighborhoods doing directed patrols at the apartment complexes, but nothing significant that you can point to.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any further questions from anybody? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd just like to say that extend my congratulations to our Metro Employee of the Year, Gino.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
No one told us that.
Thank you, Brian.
Congratulations.
Pleasure.
Moving along, number two, receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns for discussion only. Is there anybody here from Nevada Highway Patrol? Seeing none. Move on to number I'm sorry.
County Fire.
Yeah, County Fire is three. Yeah, you're good.
Number three, receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding calls for service during the last past month and other fire prevention issues for discussion only. Welcome.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you, and Happy New Year to all. As 2020 is well on its way at this point in time. I distributed a worksheet earlier showing the calls for service for December 2019 for Laughlin stations of engine, station 76 and stations 85.
Please?
Sorry?
Did you give us your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Greg Castle, Clark County Fire. 196 calls for December 2019. Down just a touch from that same time frame in December 2018, with our end-of-year stats being just under 3,000 calls divided up by those three units that operate in the Laughlin Division. No major incidents last month. We have some training going on, and we do have some needs to discuss capital items for water rescue operations. We need to replace the boat down here. That money was reallocated a couple years ago to support something else in the region, and we're going to try to maybe get that back, because we do need to replace our primary water craft here. Other than that, I'll take any questions if you have some.
Any questions? Mr. Moniachi.
I think I'll wait till next month.
Thank you. Any further questions? No. Thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you.
Number four, receive a report from Greg Turner with the Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system for discussion only. Hi.
Hi. Greg Turner, Clark County Water Reclamation District. For the month of December 2019, we treated an average of 1.62 million gallons of wastewater and cleaned it and returned it to the Colorado River. That's an increase of 40,000 gallons per day over December of 2018, where we treated 1.58 million gallons per day.
That's big.
We didn't receive any sewer service complaints or odor complaints. We did have 16 call before you dig tickets that were called in December as well. So that's the report, and I'll answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Mr. Moniachi.
Yes.
I notice that quite often you don't have any service complaints or anything. Would that be because your lines and facilities are in such good shape?
Well, yes, quite honestly, our collection system group does an excellent job of cleaning and maintaining the lines out in the community, and the overflows that happen countywide are way under what is nationally kind of the norm, and it's because they do such a good job. Now, our system is a little newer than maybe back east, as far as collection system goes, but they really do an excellent job of maintaining those lines. And if they do get a call from anybody, they take it very seriously and come right out and take care of it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Number five is receive a report from Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District regarding the status of the water system for discussion only. But Jason Bailey is not here today. We'll move on to number six. Receive a report from Will Douglas with University of Nevada Cooperative Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Board. Will Douglas with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension. I have a lot I want to share with you, so I'm going to try to condense it and keep it brief. But overall, 4-H is still going well. I have some great news on that front. Thanks to Joe and Judy Wood, we received our first official, you know, people have said we're going to donate to camp, but the first actual check came in from Dr. DeLotte, dermatologist across the river. So, in fact, shortly after Judy secured that donation, I thought it might take a couple weeks for the check to come in, and the check just came in. And so it was a really quick donation, and they're sponsoring one child, one youth total. So just a tremendous contribution. I'm really excited. We're off to a much faster start on that this year, on the donations and securing those for camp. And a large part of that is because of this couple right here. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. You're going to hear me. I know Joe and Judy enough to know that, I mean, they haven't asked me to do this, but I'm just telling you right now, I can already tell you that I'm going to mention them quite a bit between now and camp. Not because they want me to, but because of the hard work they're doing. And I truly don't know what I'd do without volunteers like this stepping up to help me. So just to transition a bit from 4-H discussion, we have a lot going on at the garden as well. With the Master Gardeners meeting last week, we had 13 people. When it first started a few years ago, we were only maybe have like 5 or 6 people. We have had as high as 20 to 25 recently. It just so happened that there were only 13, but 13 is still an increased number from the way it was a few years ago. So the Master Gardener group is going well. We've got people who are both Master Gardeners, but also people in the community interested in gardening. And so they come and they're more than welcome. In fact, anyone is welcome to come to the Master Gardener meetings, which are the second Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Library. So we've actually had to meet in the big room there because we've had an increase in the number of folks that come out for that. Some good news with the garden. I have talked with our Southern Area Director, Eric Killian, and he's agreed to get a new shed for the garden. The current one that we have, I think the wind, it actually looks like someone's kicked in the side, but I don't think anyone did that. I think it's just the wind has beat the shed up. However, it's still in, I mean, you push the dent out a little bit, and it's still in relatively okay shape. So I'm sharing that with you all because the Tough Shed Company, we're having a brand new Tough Shed installed, they will not haul away that shed. So I do not think it leaks. I mean, some rain might get up underneath of it, but that's because the wind has pushed it in a little bit on that side. But I don't believe the roof leaks at all. Don't hold me to that, especially since it's free. But if you know someone, or maybe someone here today would like that shed, if you can come take it down and haul it away, it's free. So all I can tell you is it's roughly 8x12. It's a metal shed, and it's by no means perfect. But it might be able to serve a purpose that maybe you have for at your home or business or whatever the case may be. Just come see me if you're interested. You can't do it tomorrow. We have to plan this out when you can come down and actually dismantle it and haul it away. But let's talk. Okay. So, once we get that shed squared away with moving, I've already got the requisition in for the new shed. It's just got to go through finance. But within a month or so, I think we'll have that new shed up there. So that's all. Searchlight's still going well. I'll be there on Thursday. And so I could tell you more next month. You know, but Searchlight's still going well. I think last time we had about 17 kids at Searchlight. So any questions?
Any questions? Mr. Moniachi.
Yes. Will, Dr. DeLatt does have an office in Laughlin.
Oh, okay.
In the professional plaza. In fact, I think he's probably the senior medical provider in Laughlin.
Nice.
Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Number 7, receive a report from Jackie Mazzeo with Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming business activities in Laughlin for discussion only.
Oh, we get stuff.
I think so.
What'd you bring me?
More goodies.
What'd you bring me?
Chopsticks?
Sure. Oh.
A
Oh, that cleans itself. Oh. Me likey. Okay. Me likey. Because I'm a straw person, as you can tell. Oh, it's a little short.
But
it's up to you.
And it cleans itself. I have one. I'm sorry. I get easily distracted by bright, shiny things. Oh, boy.
Jackie Mazzeo, M-A-Z-Z-E-O, President and CEO for the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce and Operations Manager for Laughlin Tourism Commission. I'll start off my first report for the Chamber. The Connie Davis 5K Walk and Roll. Registration is open. It's going a little stronger than last year. It benefits the Riverfront Cancer Connection. We're expecting over 500 people. We're getting close to 550 probably this year. We go... We increase about 25 to 30 more walkers a year. And this year, again, we're encouraging those who have handicapped relatives, neighbors, veterans, and those kind of people that don't get out of the house very often, to put them in your car and bring them out for the picnic, Cinnabon breakfast and picnic that day, so that they can at least enjoy the festivities and the music and the fun, the projects that we do. Two legs, four paws, wheels, doesn't matter. Bring them all out. Every pet has to be on a leash. That will be on March 7th. Our Laughlin Chamber Christmas Mixer, I'm able to report on that now. We exceeded our last year's donation to the Feed a Family program by $908. We donated $4,131 to the Feed a Family program just before Christmas. Our annual membership meeting and board vote is Thursday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. in the Laughlin Mall. Top of the escalator to the left, if you're an active member, you can come there and place your vote, or you can do it via email, by phone, or by mail, or just stop in and place your vote with some person on my staff. That will be on the 23rd. Ballots were mailed out this morning, and they were emailed also this morning. So you'll get one by email and one by mail if you have both. Laughlin Chamber hosts the Stop the Bleed and CPR training in the mall. It's an extended event for a couple hours, not just Stop the Bleed. It's on Monday, February 3rd at 5 p.m. It's a 50-seat maximum attendance with a $10 donation. All the money that we raise for that is going to benefit Clark County School Districts for the Stop the Bleed packages that go in the classrooms. And free lessons for the teachers. The 33rd Annual Chef's Food Fest tickets are going on sale on April 1st, and that benefits the River Fund, Inc. The Chef's Food Fest is 33 years old, and it is an amazing event. If you haven't gone, look it up on our website. Our next mixer, monthly mixer on a Friday, is being held on January 21st by Michael Myers from Harrington Accounting and Tax, and he's supposed to be updating us on all the new tax laws that came through in 2019 and are effective in 2020 before you file your taxes. It's free, you get breakfast, and it's about an hour or an hour and 30 minutes, depending on how long people stay and talk about the title and the actual lesson that was learned. Our membership fourth quarter ended, that should say month three, quarter four, that's correct, 287 active members, 14 new members for quarter four. One of those was Laughlin, 27% are Laughlin members. That concludes my report for Laughlin Chamber.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Jackie regarding the chamber?
Yes, Jackie.
Mr. Maniaci.
Thank you for the membership breakdown, including how many new Laughlin members you have. And so next month you'll be able to report to us who your new board members are.
That's correct.
Great.
And at the end of the month, we'll be able to tell you who the new executive board is and officers.
Any further questions? Thank you. Moving on to number eight, receive a report from Jackie Mazzeo with the Laughlin Tourism Commission regarding current and upcoming events and activities for discussion only. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's no secret KISS is landing back in the U.S., and they're going to visit us on February 29th at the Laughlin Events Center. Expected seating is about for 12,000. We don't know what the sales are going to be, but they're going really fast. So if you haven't got your ticket, you better get it quickly. We have Best in the Desert, Laughlin Desert Classic, coming back in February 20th through the 23rd. And it's going to be out at the Laughlin Events site or Laughlin Events Park, whichever you desire to call it. Rockin' on the River across the Rockin' at the River at the Laughlin Event Center will be here March 14th. And if you look online, it'll tell you what acts are going to be performing during that weekend. It's going to be more than one for sure. Best in the Desert Desert Scrambles Championship will be in March. And townwide concert event is going to be the weekend of April 24th through the 25th. That will be a property individual type concert. Each property who desires to have a rock performance at their property. That's why we're calling it a townwide event, because we're going to try and have events different hours at different properties Friday through Sunday. So they get to skirt around and see different rock performers that weekend.
That's during Hartley?
Yes. Rockets Over the River Celebration is going to do the same thing they did last year by providing families outside of and inside of our tri-state area the ability to see fireworks on the 27th of June on a Saturday and on the actual 4th of July so that they can make decisions on traveling or being with family on the other weekend. That will also include the four taxi boats where we can get 80 veterans and first responders and their families to come out on the water and watch the event from a boat over the water. It's just beautiful. Spartan Games is returning November 13th through 15th. Run Laughlin will return with a 5K, 12K, and half marathon. And we're getting really excited about the Heritage Park Trail going into the Arizona area also, because then we'll be able to have a big circle for the 5K, 12K, and half marathon. That won't be for a couple years until that's finished. And then Snor will return, Mackenzie's Rage at the River, in December. This event list, of course, will get shorter as we get close to, and the statistics and the signups show up. I'll be removing the things from for the second half of the year so I can concentrate on just the ones. But this is a brief outline of what's coming for 2020. Any questions?
Any questions? Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 9. Receive a report from Richard DeClaire with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only.
Richard DeClaire, Clark County Parks and Recreation Program Supervisor. Our statistics for December 2019, we ran 40 programs. That included two special events and a total monthly visits of 3,877. We had our holiday tree lighting, which right around 200 participants. We wanted to give a special thank you to the Laughlin Community Church, Laughlin Coffee, and the Aquarius Hotel for their donations to the event. We wanted to thank Mr. Maniachi for coming in lighting the tree for us. And then side note, I wanted to say thank you to Kathy Oaks for donating some Cinnabons to Searchlight for their event. That was great. It helped out a ton, so we really appreciate that. I have a letter for you, too.
Oh, they don't have a Cinnabon there, so.
Yeah. So.
They have a Denny's, though.
Oh, yeah.
Some upcoming events. We have we also had our Senior Center White Elephant. We had 40 participants for that. 34 of them participated in the White Elephant. That's a catered lunch that we do every year, so that was really fun. Real cool White Elephant this year. Lots of stealing, which always makes it great. So, and then some upcoming events. We have our Valentine's Day Classic. It's our third one. It's a funny name that I came up with, but basically we incorporate different games into our Valentine's Day luncheon, so they have an opportunity to win some prizes and stuff like that. So they're going to play like chair volleyball. We have a couple other different games they have to play where they have to get points. So it's really fun. That is all I have. Did you guys all get a report today? No? I have extra ones. I thought I sent them to you, but I can't remember if I did or not. So I'll bring one of these up to you guys.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 10.
Thank you.
Receive a report from the Laughlin School System. regarding status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only. Is there anybody here from the Laughlin school system? No? Number 11 is to receive a report from Tanya Brownworth with the Laughlin Library, but she is not here as well. We'll move on to number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events for discussion only. Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a bunch of announcements. And none, I think I'd like to start with the one that's been plaguing us for over a year now, and that's the Thomas Edison repaving out here update, resurfacing project. I would like to say our public works crew is working with Las Vegas Paving to coordinate a beginning date. We don't have that date yet. No date as of this time, but we expect it sometime, hopefully, sometime this month. They have been out there to do some curb and gutter for the ADA accessible sidewalks, but the actual resurfacing probably won't begin for at least another few days to a week, I'm guessing. But they don't want to commit to a date, but soon. Maybe the town has noticed, but some flood control improvements have finished at the Casino Drive and Highway 163. The project, is completed. All that remains is the final accounting punch list to be scheduled soon, and that's by our public works team also. If you notice that took, they started, in August or September on that project, something like that, and they're just nearing completion on that. I do not have an update on the gas lines going through that started at Harris and are working themselves up to 163 too. But they are past, I know they're past halfway on that, and I know it's a major inconvenience. If I get an update on that, on the timeline, which I have requested, have not received yet, I'll share that with the board. Laughlin Lagoon Special Improvement District 162A final accounting. We're getting closer on that for the final accounting. Again, our public works is reporting that the final invoice just recently came in just before the holidays and is being processed. So we hope some final accounting can result as a result of that final invoice. Casino Drive SAD. I just realized all my updates are public works related. Again, our Clark County Public Works is making good progress on Casino Drive. GC Wallace is on schedule to make its initial submittal later this month. Once Public Works has a better idea what the infrastructure requirements will be for the project, the activities associated with the SAD can move forward. So all things are inching forward on that front as well. And lastly, but not surely, the town board, Citizens Advisory Councils of the county, will have another orientation. We do this every 2 years, but I guess we're doing it
every year.
At least, I guess we're required by NRS to do it every year, but it doesn't say how you have to do it. We are going to do an orientation up in Las Vegas again. I do have the date of Saturday, February 8th. I think it said February 6th before, but I think it's February 8th at the Las Vegas Water District. More information forthcoming, but just want you guys to put that on your calendar.
On a Saturday?
Yeah. It won't be as extensive as last year's, but instead of 4 hours, maybe it'll be 3.5 hours.
Do you know what time it'll start, early in the morning?
I think it's 8:30. Whoa. 8:30 or 9, unfortunately. For those of us coming in from a distance, it's not 10. It'll be earlier than that.
I think I'll go up the night before I give my doggies a spot.
And that's what I have, Madam Chair, and town board.
Why, thank you very much. Are there any questions, Mr. Moniachi?
No questions, but I do have one item I'd like to mention. The Laughlin Community Church Youth Group this summer will go on a second annual mission trip. I don't know where yet. And so they need to raise $10,000. They've already raised more than half of that. And Sunday they had a chili cook-off.
Thank you. Any other further community announcements at all? No? Okay, thank you very much. We're moving on to number 13, receive a report from 8 Minute Energy regarding status of solar lease with Clark County and Southlands. For discussion only, there's nobody here from that.
They asked to delay until next month.
Thank you very much. We're moving on to number 14. Receive a report from Judith Brown and Kate McDonald with the U.S. Census Bureau regarding the 2020 Census recruiting and updates for discussion only. Welcome.
I have my water bottle from last time they were here.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Kate McDonald, MCDONALD, U.S. Census Bureau, Partnership Specialist, and I thank you for asking us back to update you on how the 2020 census is going for Clark County and for Laughlin in particular. I'd like to give just a brief overview of the process so that everyone who didn't hear us the first time we were here gets a little caught up, and then talk a little bit more specifically about what's happening here in Laughlin. As most people know, the federal government counts everyone in the United States once every 10 years, and that's happening the 1st of April, 2020. So we are well on our way to getting there. The reason why it's important for people to participate is, of course, because the census helps set representation in Congress, helps businesses decide where they're going to build new business, and probably most importantly to most people, helps the federal government decide how to spend $675 billion across the United States in communities just like ours. In 2010, Laughlin was undercounted roughly 24%, which meant that the county and this area missed out on millions of federal dollars over that 10-year period that the census data is used. We are hoping to increase the accuracy of the count in 2020 because that money affects things directly, such as schools, roads, programming, emergency services, hospitals and clinics, programs for veterans, for seniors, and for children. That's the basics of the census and why we think it's important. Since I started working here, I have to give special thanks to Jackie Mazzeo and the Chamber, the Laughlin Tourism Commission, and the casino resorts. They stepped up first and stepped up strongly to help us get the word out about the census, and we're very appreciative. One of the things that I'm here to do today is to ask that service organizations, business leaders, churches, community groups, and others who would like to help us get the word out to the community about the importance of the census and why they need to participate, please contact me. I've left some flyers and my card on the back table, and anyone can contact me anytime by phone at 632-3920 to set up a time and come and talk to your group or your constituency or your company about why it's important to help us get the word out about the census. Pardon me. We have had some very good luck in getting people who are excited to help us do that, and I would very much like to increase the amount of participation in the community. I live in Bullhead. I've lived here for 6 years, and I'm very aware of how much this community is underserved, and I'd like to see that change. Judith Brown has been working as a recruiting assistant for the U.S. Census Bureau for the past few months, and I'm going to let her tell you about how recruiting is going here in Laughlin and Clark County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Judith Brown, B-R-O-W-N. I'm a recruiting assistant for the 2020 census. And I was here a couple months ago and went through the process that we do to get recruits. And my message today is short and sweet. We met our goal. We've gotten the Census Department puts you in three categories as you're going through the recruiting process: red, yellow, green. We started out in red, we're now green, totally, which means that we have met all of the recruiting requirements that the government has given us. However, we're not going to stop recruiting yet because we need backup. Like any application process, there are people in it who don't qualify, so they're taken out of the application rolls. They're also, during the census itself, I worked on the census 10 years ago, and we had people in our different crews who, in the middle, or beginning or middle, when they found out what the job was going door to door in unbearable heat, maybe having to see snakes on the way, tripping over security things that people have put in their yard, and they decided that this was not for them. So what we're doing now is getting the new group that will fill those places should they happen, and they most likely will during the actual census count itself, which begins on April 1st for residences in Laughlin. But I have to give a special thanks to the town of Laughlin for you, because of the interest that you've given us, so that people know about it when we come around, especially to the library, which has been a godsend for us. They're the only ones with enough computers to take care of the applicants and enough room to set up a table or use their tables, and they have been very generous to us. All of the businesses, I mean, I have been trekking around Laughlin handing out flyers to the businesses. I haven't been turned away by one. The most, not even a negative, is that, well, I have to wait until the owner or the manager comes in. And I never get any of those things back, because I go back and check. Everyone has been wonderful, and I think we should give ourselves a collective pat on the back for the way Laughlin has responded to this. I'm still going to be here at least 3 days a week doing apply now events or knocking on doors, and then also moving up to Searchlight and Calnaberry, which we haven't yet reached the maximum goal on. But I thank you very much for your interest in it and your helping us along just by having us on the agenda. Two people who had come the last time I was here noticed it on the agenda and didn't apply themselves, but gave it to their 18-year-old grandchildren who are applying or actually have applied. So just by this kind of publication, we have gotten people to apply. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Any questions?
Yes, I have one.
Mr. Maniachi.
I'm aware that the Census Bureau keeps track of some way of figuring out what the undercount is after each census.
Mm-hmm.
What was Laughlin's undercount last time?
I'm not sure I have an exact percentage. I know that 24% did not self-respond, and that the Census Bureau had to send people out door to door. The percentage of that 24% that actually never responded, I can't tell you, pardon me, at this point. But when the Census Bureau projects how many people won't self-respond again, it's based on these previous census takings. And the number for Laughlin is still 24%.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Okay. Item number 6 on the agenda is planning and zoning. There is none. We will move to number 7, general business. There is none. Number 8, this is the comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to come up? Thank you.
Martin Knauss, K-N-A-U-S-S, 3826 Duke of Earl Court. This is addressed to the many citizens of Laughlin that participated in the November 2018 Lagoon Park Planning Meeting and those that provided guidance on what their park vision was. At the public meeting yesterday with Commissioner Naft, one of the questions asked was concerning the funding of the Lagoon River Park Planning approved by this board last year. Commissioner Naft referred the question to Mr. Ortiz. He would not answer the question in public. However, in private, Mr. Ortiz told me that anything related to the park was not supported by the county and will not move forward. This issue is dead as far as the county is concerned. Access to and maintenance of that area of the lagoon will be managed by the state who own that property. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any, there's no questions. Okay. Anybody else that would like to come up and make any comments, please? Seeing none, our next meeting date is February 11th, 2020. I'd like to motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. We'll see you later. Thank you for coming.